Jesus tells a story, and then he explains the story. I suppose that ought to be good enough. In fact, especially after singing this hymn, I kept wondering, why was this hymn chosen to go with this text? I finally realized it was probably chosen for the preacher. It says, "Restrain, O Lord, the human pride that seeks to thrust your truth aside, or with some man-made thoughts or things would dim the words your spirit sings." Makes me kind of nervous to explain Jesus' explanation here. But somehow preachers always find that courage, don't they? As I looked at this, Jesus explains almost everything. He tells who it is that sows the good seed. He tells who the good seed is, who the bad seed is, the tares, who the enemy is that sows the tares, when the harvest or what the harvest is, and who the reapers are, and then he explains the whole process. Everything but one. If you think back to the parable, one group is missing. It doesn't tell who those slaves are. The ones who come and ask, "Didn't you sow good seed? What are these tares doing here? Do you want us to pull them up by the roots?" It doesn't say who those are because, of course, they're standing right in front of him. Who are those slaves, those servants of the landowner who are so concerned about weeds being in the wheat field? It's the preachers. It's the workers in the field, the ones who are there every day, not the harvesters. Jesus tells the workers, the slaves, the master tells the slaves, "When the harvest comes, I will tell the harvesters to do this." It's not the angels in heaven who are looking down at the field of the world and saying, "Master, there are weeds down there." It's the ones that are right down here on ground level and who work with weeds all the time. Pastors look around at their congregations and they see weeds of two kinds, really. They see the weeds of the stumbling blocks, the occurrences, the evil. Well, what should I say? Jesus calls it the sons of the evil one. Not necessarily talking about persons, of course. We see stumbling blocks. We see things that cause offense in circumstances, accidents, our own poor choices, all kinds of things going on. Pastors look around and see in their congregations all kinds of hardships and miseries and problems. They also look around at their congregations and they see the sons of the evil one. They see tares among the wheat. That is, they see people who are not of the flock, those who are not good seed growing in good soil bearing good fruit. And not just pastors, but elders of congregations and congregation members see these tares and they want to do something about them. They want to root them up. I don't know how many times in my 19 years in parish ministry I faced a board of elders that said, "Pastor, look at all these delinquents on our rolls. We should just give up on them. We should write them off. We should strike them from the rolls of the church. We should root them up." Why is it that the ones on ground level are so concerned about the weeds in the wheat? Certainly when Jesus tells this story, the single point, the best I can tell, is don't worry about the weeds in the wheat. I'll take care of that. Don't think that the weeds are going to prevent the wheat from growing. You got to remember that Jesus is not talking pure farming here, nor is he carrying these analogies very far. After all, earlier in this chapter, the seed is not the sons of the kingdom, but it's the word of God. And the soil is the heart rather than the world. We can't carry all these analogies very far because we'd look and say, "Oh, the weeds are going to be a problem for that wheat, going to reduce the yield, going to cut down on the crop, going to kill some of the plants." Why is it that we're so concerned about the weeds in the wheat when Jesus says, "Don't be concerned about the weeds in the wheat. When the time comes, They will be pulled up, harvested for their own purpose, which is the burning. And then the good seed will be gathered into the barns, and the righteous ones will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Interestingly, the text as I read it starts at verse 24 through verse 30, then picks up again at 36 to 43, and leaves out two other parables that Jesus tells in between this parable and its explanation. He presented another parable to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. And this is smaller than all other seeds, but when it is full grown, it is larger than the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." He spoke another parable to them. "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three pecks of meal until it was all leavened." We ask, why are there weeds in the wheat? I think Jesus would rather that we wonder about what are the wheat plants doing out there among the weeds. Instead of being so concerned when we see obstacles and problems and the sons of the evil one out there amongst our beautiful wheat fields that ought to be absolute straight rows and pure and clean, maybe we ought to be interested in the leaven that is hidden in that flower, in the tiny little seed that when planted is going to outstrip all of the other things that grow out there. Maybe the question is, the question that would be more useful to us as we are proclaiming God's word and more useful to us as we are living out our lives as sons of the kingdom. Maybe the question ought to be, just what can a wheat plant do out here in the weed field? Just what can I do? How can I be the leaven that leavens the whole lump? How can I be the tiny little seed that, though it starts from such an inconspicuous, small thing, just talk about a man who died on a cross, who lives forever and who lives in me. Some tiny little thing like that planted there, going to blossom and grow into something magnificent. All of us are called to serve out there in that field somewhere. And we can look at the weeds and we can cross our arms and look at those weeds and say, why in the world, Lord, would you allow weeds to be out here? Just what are they doing here? I don't like them. Can't I pull them up? Or we can look and see ourselves in this strange land that we're pilgrims in this field so full of weeds, we can see that there are other wheat plants out there, that we're wheat plants and that we're mustard herbs, that we're leaven. We can see that we have a God who loves us and has started from something very tiny, just a proclaimed word and some water, some bread and some wine, has started something eternal. That's pretty large. Eternal growing inside of us and spreading from us and spreading from us and spreading from us. What are we going to look at, I think, is the question. Are we going to see the good seed of the Word of God planted in our heart, bearing fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold? Are we going to see the leaven of Word and sacraments accomplishing things that no one could imagine in our lives and in the lives of others? Are we going to spend our time whining and complaining and saying, there's another weed, there's another weed, there's another weed, I've got a problem, here's a stumbling block, this person is not a Christian and they're not helping me? Which are we going to look at? Jesus, I would say, commands that we look at his word, his sacraments, and what he's accomplishing in the lives of us and other Christians around us, in the kingdom of God growing as we pray for it too. The weeds, he knows what he's going to do. We have not been appointed to deal with the weeds. Angels have that charge, and the harvest time at the end of the age is when they're going to do it. But we serve a God who has mysterious ways, a God who is accomplishing very different things than we would imagine, and one who calls us to focus differently than the world would have us focus. In the name of Jesus, amen.